Mr. President, we would like to congratulate you and express our appreciation to Ireland for successful conduct of CD presidency, which ensured adoption of recommendations from all five subsidiary bodies. We take this opportunity to thank the coordinators of all subsidiary bodies for their stewardship during this session. Their professionalism and dedication secured the smooth adoption of procedural reports in all subsidiary bodies, paving the way for swift resumption of their substantial work early next year. We look forward to working closely with them in 2025 when we delve into substance in each subsidiary body with a view to restoring CD's negotiating function. I would be remiss, Mr. President, if I didn't recognize your predecessor's tireless efforts, which culminated in the adoption of a program of work in CD this year. We thank India, Indonesia, Iran, and Iraq for collectively getting us across the finish line, whose joint efforts bore fruit during your presidency. You and your predecessors displayed exemplary coordination and seamless transition, setting a good precedent for much desired continuation in CD. In order to preserve the continuity element, we will extend our full support to Italy as the first president of CD next year for early adoption of a decision to resume the substantial work in five subsidiary bodies. Mr. President, notwithstanding the rules of procedure of CD and its provisions on rotating presidency, we're gravely concerned by the appalling situation and the ongoing gross violations of international law and international humanitarian law in Gaza. With the war spiraling into a regional conflict, repeated threats of use of nuclear weapons only adds fuel to the fire. Our region is on a precipice. We've been witnessing a series of events rapidly escalating the situation. As the UN Secretary General warned, one miscalculation could lead to the unthinkable, a full-scale regional conflict that would be devastating for all involved and for the rest of the world. We fully share the sentiments expressed by other delegations that spoke before us regarding Israel. Here in CD, we have a shared responsibility to address those risks and pull the region back from the precipice. The way to do so is by advancing comprehensive diplomatic action for de-escalation in the Middle East. It starts with Gaza. We call for immediate ceasefire in Gaza and regional de-escalation. Presiding over the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum of the international community, mandated with drafting disarmament agreements and tasked with preventing nuclear war, necessitates a responsible behavior underpinned by upholding international law and maintaining international peace and security. We urge for swift implementation of provisional measures of the International Court of Justice, which demand an immediate cessation of civilian casualties and unrestricted humanitarian access to Gaza. I thank you, President.